Good morning. It is 8:16. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. I'm your host, Meredith, and we've got some guests in the studio for our morning interview. Good morning, Ian and Janet.
Good morning, Meredith.
And let's see, let's make sure folks can hear you. So, Janet, you are the Education Director of the Sitka Sound Science Center.
I am. Yes, that is true, Meredith. Here to talk about Whalefest.
Whalefest. It does seem to be what is on everyone's minds right now. And Ian, you are the Whalefest student coordinator for this year. So we've got lots to talk about today. And for listeners who may have, you know, been tuning into the morning interview earlier this week, we've had other Whalefest interviews. And this one is to sort of cover, I think, everything that we haven't talked about yet. So it's a lot to jam into an interview. But maybe, Janet, can you start us off and just tell us what are we expecting for the rest of this week?
It's pretty exciting, Meredith. We are, you know, beside ourselves with excitement, of course. And I think on Monday, Sitkins got to hear from the science committee, who spoke about what is called the heart of the symposium, the presentations. And 3 days of presentations, stories that all relate to the theme of Whalefest this year, which is shifting boundaries. So changes in populations and geography, interesting aspects about the Arctic and subarctic, appeals to Sitkins who are curious, right? I mean, this is what we're all about. But Sitkins are also all about fun. And we would like to round out the discussion about what's available in Whalefest that goes beyond those 3 afternoons, although that in itself is so worth coming to. One thing that Sitkins often don't know is how much happens for the youth of our community and our region. So high school and undergraduate students who have not just 3 afternoons of presentations to get to attend and think about and respond to, but also many, many other activities they get to do. I think Ian is going to talk about that with us.
Yeah, excellent. Definitely. I think we have a really exciting group of students joining us this year for Whalefest. We have undergrads coming from the University of Alaska Fairbanks and from University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau. And we have high schoolers coming from around the region, as well as from Seward and Anchorage. And then, of course, we have some high schoolers coming from Sitka here. I think they're going to have plenty to do during the week. On Friday, the high schoolers are doing Ocean Bowl, which is a competitive but fun competition based around ocean trivia and marine trivia. And then they also have workshops that will focus on ROVs, remote operated vehicles, and on different crab species here in Southeast. And then, of course, they're going to be going to the symposium lectures themselves. So I think they're in for an exciting couple days here.
Excellent. Okay, so lots of activities for students specifically. Mm-hmm. And then, Janet, we were talking a moment ago about all of the events coming up. There are a lot of them. And I'm going to challenge you because we don't have a ton of time. So can you tell us, sort of give us the quick rundown and then give us a little bit of detail about, I think there were 2 specific events that we wanted to dive in a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But first, let's give a little teaser to everybody who's listening.
Well, Meredith, I don't even want to get past into those events yet before saying that many adults have come to us over the years and said, hey, those students get to do great workshops. What about us? So we also have adult workshops, and we have a couple of spaces only in one or two of them. One of them is the ever-popular snorkel and sauna, held tomorrow morning to really kick off the weekend. And we've just opened up 1, maybe 2 more slots. So if you're right there at your phone, go into sitkascience.org. You'll find the registration for that underneath the Whalefest registrations. You can sign up right now for tomorrow. But also, we have a great opportunity starting on Friday morning for adults with Norm Campbell, Scientific Illustration.
Wow.
And there will be some speakers who join him in order to talk about science and art together. Sign up for that, too. There is room there. But beyond that, Thursday night, we have an event that I'd really encourage people to think about going to, starting at 7, 7 in the evening, right after trick-or-treating, right after stopping by to see the art show in the Harrigan Centennial Hall. It's the Film Fest free event, and this year it's really interesting. It's a film produced by a speaker, and it is Kim Pickock and her brother Lloyd Pickock, who both are from Utqiagvik. Mm-hmm. And they have produced a film that has an unusual name, and this is a teaser, A Tale of Joy and Life Around the Sea Ice.
Wow.
A must-see. So all ages welcome, and it's appropriate for all ages.
Excellent. So that's tomorrow.
That's Thursday night, right, 7 o'clock PM. At the Centennial.
Excellent. And that is a free event.
Free event.
Okay.
The next night, whoever misses the Maritime Grind, that is on Friday night, 7:30. $5 at the door. Just have a $5 bill and plunk it down as you come in. There's no advance tickets. We mm-hmm. will fill the room, of course. And that's on Friday night.
Janet, I just want to add one thing.
Okay.
Bring a dessert, too, and you get free entry.
Okay.
So we always are looking for desserts,
yeah.
And if you bring a dessert, you get free entry.
That's really critical. And then this is really exciting. Saturday night, we have started several years ago an event that proved to be wildly popular, Marine Trivia. And we were so happy being able to do that in the downstairs at Mean Queen. But we have outgrown it. People had no elbow room last year, could not stuff another person in. So we have moved it to the Centennial. It will be an all-comers marine trivia with food trucks, food and drink available to purchase. And the great thing is all the speakers will be there. They will not be able to clump into one team. They get to join your team so that you have a little bit of a heads up. And it is a marine trivia that's also fun and a little includes other fun questions with, you know, popular culture and so on and so forth. In other words, it's supposed to be extremely fun. It will be. And we also will be able to eat and drink well, too.
Wonderful.
And that's, you know, that's something that has really taken off in this point. We all love trivia. I think it combines all the things we enjoy. The high schoolers get to do their own trivia event over in Odess Theater, and they will do that. So this is a 21 and over event at the Centennial Hall.
Great. And I know I have attended this marine trivia, and it is so fun. And it's great to have all the scientists there as well to help.
It's going to be terrific. By the way, before the weekend ends, if you are a person that has a little... You have a 3 to 5 year old, and you would love to attend the lecture, but you just can't do that with a 3 year old. Kari Poshtin is offering something she started last year called Tiny Tales. There's a room in the Centennial which will be set up with things that include a story center and stations to do hands-on things, a microscope center, etc. And you adults can go with their littles and explore that together, or they can leave them for a lecture or for a visit to the marketplace, which is another thing that nobody should miss. Great things, both informative booths, but also local art and crafts. So I just think there's something for every person during this weekend.
Wonderful. I think my takeaway is there is so much to do that we should all probably go to the website, whalefest.org, and figure out what events we need to prioritize. Ian,
yes.
Anything else you want to add about student activities or anything you're particularly excited for in this week?
Yeah, well, I would say if you see a group of high schoolers walking around town, say hi to them. And they're going to be walking around town to Centennial, maybe across the bridge to UAS here and there. But yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of excited kids around town, and they're here for a good time.
Yes, I think there'll be nearly 100 new youthful faces in town.
Wow.
And if you're worried that that would mean there wouldn't be room in the symposium lectures, do not worry. There is. They do take up a bit of a chunk of the audience, but there's room for many, many more, and it's exciting to be in any symposium lecture. But it's also possible to just show up at Centennial and visit the marketplace for free. There's no purchase needed to go in for that. You'll also notice a lineup of delicious food trucks there through the weekend. It's a happening place to be.
It sounds like it. It really does. Wonderful. Well, we are just about out of time. But thank you, Janet and Ian, for joining us this morning. And I want to make sure folks know if they're, you know, thinking about this, they want to learn more. Where can they go to sign up for things or just get more information?
That's a great question. right now we have in hand, as you well know, this gorgeous program, Sitka Whale Fest program, art created by Crystal World. It was just beautiful art. Those are going to be available starting tomorrow, but right now you could go to sitkawhalefest.org, and there will be a description, et cetera, or even sitkascience.org, which has a Whale Fest tab. And either of those, if you're a person who already has Sitka Sound Science Center saved on your tabs, go right there and you can get to Whale Fest. It is, you'll see lots of social media posts as well, and also PSAs in the paper. So there's plenty of places to get information.
Wonderful. And one more time, that's whalefest.org or sitkascience.org. We've been joined by Janet Clark and Ian Deroff in the studio this morning to talk about a bunch of activities for Sitka Whale Fest, which is starting this evening and going through the weekend. Thank you, Janet and Ian, for joining us. We hope you have a good rest of your morning. And listeners, we'll be right back with marine weather in just a moment.